Each day, dozens of men pass through the door of the circumcision clinic in the south of Johannesburg. But before any surgery, all patients attend a counseling session to be briefed on the protective impact of circumcision. Abel, 17 years old, came with his brother.
My mother said I must come for my own safety. They said they protect from AIDS.
It does to a certain extent. Circumcised men are twice as likely to be infected by HIV than those who are uncircumcised. So clinic's medical staff counsels these men to also use condoms. The protective effect of circumcision was confirmed through clinical trials about 10 years ago, prompting the WHO and local governments to launch massive circumcision program in 14 priority countries in Africa, which represent 50% of all AIDS cases. After counseling, men are offered an HIV test, since UNAIDS estimates more than half the people living with HIV are not aware of their status. Then comes the surgery, which lasts 5 to 7 minutes and is pain-free, says general practitioner Dumisani Mshambi.
All they're scared of, all they're thinking of is pain. Is there going to be pain inflicted more than anything else? 99.4%, we do render pain-free services to a certain extent.
The Bopelopele Clinic in Orange Farm was the first circumcision center to open in South Africa in 2007. Awareness campaign seems to be working in this neighborhood, where more than 80% of men are circumcised, compared with less than 20% 7 years ago. Dozens of other centers have since opened across the country. Male nurse Mandizi Mkwazi says social norms have shifted over the years.
It's actually, now if you are not circumcised as a young man, you are most likely will be, some guys will laugh at you. So people come also because of peer pressure. You know, not only because of them, HIV and AIDS reasons, but you know, it is beneficial to them at the end of the day.
CHAPS, the Center for HIV and AIDS Prevention Studies, which manages the clinics, continue to study the impact of the circumcision. CEO Dirk Taujard says new data suggests circumcision benefits women too.
Lastly, we saw a protective effect for women already. So if you have women in the community that have only had circumcised partners, their risk was reduced already by about 20% from 15 to 25-year-old women.
It is estimated that in South Africa, for every 4 circumcisions done, 1 HIV infection is avoided. Since 2007, more than 1.5 million circumcisions have been performed and possibly close to 400,000 new infections have been avoided. Emilia Ab for VOA News, Johannesburg.